It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. This is Vents Day. I'm Jeffrey Riley.
And I'm Emily Curitan.
And we are asking for your responses. This is how Vents Day works. You get a chance to pick up the phone or get onto email and let us know your thoughts about the two topics for this week. Our topics are toxic chemical use around your house, how that has changed over the years in light of what the needs of the planet are. This is our Earth Day topic, because Earth Day is 2 days from now. The other topic is the $20 bill and whose face should appear on there now that it appears that Andrew Jackson may be deep sixed off the 20 in favor of some woman and Harriet
some
Tubman.
Some woman, yes.
Harriet Tubman. Was there a better way to say that? 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Harriet Tubman does seem to be the one that people talk about most often, though.
That is a fact, and we got several survey responses who suggested Harriet Tubman. And that suggestion is out there in the world. There's a group called Women on the 20s that has done a lot of advocacy around this and has sort of played around with some imagery, putting different women on the 20 and soliciting public opinion. Claire in Ashland took our survey on Facebook, and she suggested Harriet Tubman, Jeff. She said, "I vote for Harriet Tubman for her heart, her courage, her obvious deep convictions about social justice for which she was willing to risk her life." So, and Claire and Ashlyn also weighed in on our other topic, which is how do you avoid toxic chemical use in your home, in your day-to-day, taking care of the garden, taking care of the kitchen, taking care of the pets. Claire said, "I use vinegar and water as much as I can to clean a variety of surfaces on our home." So, eschewing the old Windex there.
A lot of vinegar and water, I'm noticing.
Yeah, a lot of Harriet Tubman, a lot of vinegar and water.
You know, I noticed Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, apparently was interested in putting Susan B. Anthony on the $10 bill, I heard, before the idea for changing the 10 went out the window. I want to add this to the discussion, too, because the discussion about the $10 bill now does not involve removing Alexander Hamilton, but putting perhaps a panoply of several notable women in American history on the back. And I wonder if that gives anybody a cramp, the idea of, well, great, you keep the guy face on the front of the $10 bill, but you put the women on the back.
Right, like kind of climbing up a wall or hoeing a field or something like that, right? I've read about that online, this Women on the 20s campaign. They've certainly taken a stand on it, saying they want the front. And we had a commenter on our survey, Patricia in Gold Beach wrote in, and she said, "Who cares if the woman is on the front or back of the build? As long as they're honored, I want to see them in Congress, Senate, and the White House." So more important than currency, maybe positions of power.
Ah, not a bad idea. 20% of the Senate right now, women, I noticed, which is a big difference from what it was like decades ago. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
On the bill question, I have a whole other way to go on that. That's we scrap all the dead presidents and the dead Secretary of Treasury and the dead person that never was in office of any sort, and have seven different bills with the seven top industries determined by the Commerce Department. And then we change them every 10 years depending on which industries are on the top. So we have, you know, all seven bills with seven different industries that are greatest contributors to the gross domestic product. Because that's what money is about, right?
So the industries themselves, not faces of people involved in the industry?
No. We have, like, you know, high-tech, agriculture, whatever. So that all you have to do is every 10 years you look at the bill and go, oh, this is who's on top now. Oh, this is what's on top now, that kind of thing.
And would you rank them? I mean, would you have...
You have the seventh most would be on the one, and the top one would be on the 100.
Okay. Ooh. Interesting thinking. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. You had some thoughts about pesticides and toxic chemicals,
too? Yes. Please, people, don't use glyphosates. It's showing up in mother's milk, just like DDT did. This is evil. Stop it.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Mark. Appreciate that. I must admit that as much as we have conversations about glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, on the exchange, I get a little surprised when I see people using it out there now. I mean, just to, you know, spray the dandelions away from the mailbox and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely an assumption that if you can buy something in a store and it's labeled for household use, then it's not on you, that there are agencies out there, there are directions. If you follow them, you're fine and you're doing your part. And I'm not convinced that that's always true. And I know that certainly guests of this program have expressed that. So we did have, you know, Mark's comments there about doing the money by industry. And it got me thinking, like, would Harriet Tubman want to be on the $20 bill? Did money do a lot of favors for her in life? And it got me looking at this one response we got from Kevin in Ashland. He suggested Ayn Rand as the woman for the 20, and then segued into our discussion of toxins in the house. Kevin gave a little pushback on the question. I'll read it again the way it was worded on our Facebook survey. Was name one chore commonly involving chemical use and how you get it done with extra regard for critters and the environment. Kevin's response, this is a really ignorant question. Everything is made of chemicals. Our bodies, the food we eat, everything. All vital macronutrients and micronutrients are made of chemicals. The human body needs chemicals to survive. So all chores involve chemical use. That being said, if you want to ignore how blatantly fear-mongering it is to use the word chemical to make cleaning products sound scary, let's clean pet hair off the hardwood floor, which is made of chemicals, with a broom, also made of chemicals, instead of a vacuum, also made of chemicals. Doing so will conserve electricity, which will likely lessen the carbon footprint used by the cleaning process. Probably. It depends on what the broom is made out of, other than chemicals, I suppose. So a little bit of our morning snark from Kevin and Ashland. Thanks for that, Kevin.
Reminds me of those ads, and I forget which company it was, but it was the tagline was, without chemicals, life itself would be impossible, which is absolutely true.
I mean, he's got me a little bit there. The question was meant, could have been worded more specifically. So
we
amended touché, that. Touché, Kevin, yeah, touché.
Toxic chemicals we went to. Let's go to Nicole in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day as we talk about toxic chemical use and faces on $20 bills.
Good morning, Jeffrey. I have not changed the use of chemicals ever because I've never ever used them. As a quite a young person, a teenager, I guess, I realized that they were damaging to the planet and people and all living things. And also, I read Rachel Carson at a very early age, and that really made me aware. So, nope, it hasn't changed a bit. And secondly, I think Harriet Tubman would be a wonderful person to put on one of the bills. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. Appreciate that. Wolfgang in Sunny Valley says that by email, considering that money, especially money printing versus intrinsic value, is an instrument of dominance over name it, why would any woman want to be on any bill and this way sanction that system? So an interesting perspective there from Wolfgang in Sunny Valley. Here's another call from John in Veneta. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, I can tell you why I want one particular woman on front. That would be Wilma Mankiller, who was the first lady chief of Cherokee Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And they could strip old Hickory off of there, who was one of the main principals for that horrible, horrible thing that was done to them people. 16,000 people marched across halfway across the country. Nearly half of them died from the neglect and the torture of it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Wilma, where his face has been all this time on there, would be appropriate.
All right. Thanks for that, John. Appreciate it. So, again, the discussion topics on this Vents Day is whose face should go on the $20 bill? We're talking about the face of a woman as suspected to be announced next week by the Treasury Secretary replacing Andrew Jackson. So Alexander Hamilton will stay on the face of the 10. I don't know if that's because he's got his hip-hop musical now having won a Pulitzer Prize, mm-hmm. but Alexander Hamilton appears safe on the front of the 10. There may be women on the back of the 10, but a woman's face on the front of the 20, which would still be the first woman to appear on any American currency other than, I should say, Walking Liberty and some of the Greek goddesses and other creatures who appeared on money over the years.
Right, or the queen, the various queens, I think, on currency.
I'm talking about American currency.
Well, let's keep it confined then. So we're not reinventing the wheel here, but maybe in an American sense, there are no women, no people of color on our currency. That's something I thought would come up more on the survey. This one, Jeff, came from Jerush in Fortuna. Jerush says, leave Jackson. The bill should remain the same. Make a $25 or a $40 or a $75 bill if you want, but leave current currency as it was originally intended. So that's from Jerush in Fortuna. Doesn't think we should go messing with tradition.
Okay. Well, it's been in place this way for a while now, but not absolutely forever. You can join us on the exchange as we talk about whose face should be on $20 bills and also talk about our Earth Day topic in advance of Earth Day, which is Friday, April 22nd, and talk about how your toxic chemical use has changed over the years. Are there things that you used to use on your lawn or in your house or to clean the bathtub that you've just stopped using because you were that concerned about the impact on the planet? Did your toxic chemical use, for example, change after you had kids? Did you decide that you wanted to do things differently? 800-838-3760 to join us by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Let's go with Grumpy John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thanks very much. You know, the suggestion of the Cherokee woman chief just strikes me as so completely appropriate that I almost hesitate to even stay on the line to suggest another woman, Marie Tharp. And the way I arrived at her is I was trying to think of a woman who had caused an immense paradigm shift in the conception of our planet, and that is Marie Tharp. And why don't you know the name? Because she created the first scientific map of the entire ocean floor, revealing the presence of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge.
Which led to plate tectonics.
And there you go.
Yeah, we actually had an author of a book on about her a couple of years ago, which we actually repeated the segment on one of our holiday repeats because it was just such fascinating stuff. And she got almost no recognition for it during her lifetime.
There you go. Yeah, I heard the segment. Excellent choice of guests. Anyway, there's Cherokee Chief and Marie Tharp.
All right. Thanks for that, Grumpy John. Appreciate that. I realize now I misspoke. I forgot about Sacagawea being on the dollar gold coin.
Ah.
Not very long ago. So we have had representations of real people of color, real women of color on American money, but obviously not kinds of American money that people use very much.
Are they still making the dollar coins?
I'm not sure if they still make them. They're still out there and still in circulation. But, for example, my Subaru a couple of years ago, the slots were perfectly sized for fitting the dollar coins in there, which is great because then you could pull up and get a cup of coffee and you'd have enough dollars to go with you, even if you didn't have anything in your wallet. But every time I would go to the credit union and say, you have any dollar coins so I can refill the slots? Like, I don't. Bob, do you have any in your drawer? And so the search for dollar coins went on.
Yeah, coins themselves. I was at the bank the other day. A man came in wanting a bunch of quarters, cash turned into quarters. And the look that the teller gave him, you could cut ice with it. So I thought, wow, we're pretty much moving on from coins. Again, the 20 is a big dog in the currency system. We were guessing earlier, probably one of the most widely circulated bills in the world. Old Hickory expected to get the boot. Here's one from Richard in Medford. He took our survey where we asked whose image would you like to see replace Andrew Jackson's on the 20? Richard said Jeanette Rankin, the first female member of Congress. I think it should be someone actively involved in our government since all the other dead presidents were. So Jeanette Rankin, of course, from Montana, elected to the House in 1916. Yeah. Yep. And a famous pacifist opposed to both of the world wars. So there's an interesting, I think that's the first one we've gotten, suggestion we've gotten of a woman who has served in a high office, which, like he says, is keeping with what we've seen before.
True. But, you have the likes of Benjamin Franklin still on the $100.
The likes of Ben Franklin,
he was certainly part of the Declaration of Independence on the Constitution, but did not actually serve in elected office at any point.
Huh.
In the history of the United States. So yet there he is on a pretty good-sized bill, although we also have, isn't there still a $10,000 bill with Salmon P. Chase on there?
Oh, I don't know. That's out of my price point, for sure.
Not a bill I've ever actually held in my hands. I can assure you of that. What do you think? Whose face should be on the $20 bill, assuming Andrew Jackson's face does come off? Should it be a woman? If so, who should that woman be? Or maybe we should think about these collections of people they're talking about for the back of the 10 being on the front. Would you want to see multiples on there? What are your thoughts about who should end up on our money? And also, what do you think about toxic chemical use in your own home? How has that changed over the years? As we're 2 days away from Earth Day, this is a good time to take stock of where we've been and where we're going. Some of the stuff that we used to use on our sinks, toilets, tubs, floors, walls, you name it, we've changed over the years. And the products themselves have also changed to be greener. in response to consumer demand. So talk about how your stuff has changed over the years. And I'm going to ask Emily to put the comment from Becca in Elmira back up. I never had a chance to get to that one. She had an answer to the toxic substance use. And you may too. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org.
Here's one from Jamie in Siskiyou County on the question of changing your household cleaner use to be more environmentally friendly. Jamie wrote on our survey, I use vinegar infused with lemon and rosemary for all of my cleaning, neem oil and vinegar and diatomaceous earth for pests in the garden. We only use soap in the household that is super biodegradable and safe. Diatomaceous earth for fleas on the dogs and cats, along with essential oils and essential oils for bug repellent. So, and this is a theme I've seen in a lot of advice for creating non-toxic cleaners is you can kind of take a half dozen ingredients and use them for everything. I don't know if that's clean or if that's hippie clean at the expense of an opinion here, but if it works for Jamie in Siskiyou County, and just the thought of lemon and rosemary right now, it fills my nose with a nice smell. So thanks for your comment, Jamie, and thanks for making us think of good smelling stuff.
That is a very pleasant thought. I didn't realize diatomaceous earth was also involved in pet care, because I know there have been some concerns expressed about the spot on flea and tick products that you put between the pet's shoulder blades. We were talking about this in the newsroom the other day.
Right. And, you know, I don't have the facts at my disposal, but those are a major concern for water quality in urban runoff and drinking water supplies at this point, because the packaging goes right into your trash or it's on your hands and you wash your hands. And again, that those pesticides are chosen because they're not as toxic to humans and mammals as they are to the invertebrates that they kill. But anyway, certainly a concern and a widely, very widely applied, sort of taken for granted toxin in our environment.
All right, back to the issue of money and who should go on the face of the $20 bill. Mike in Medford suggests Lucy Parsons to replace Andrew Jackson, the wife of Chicago anarchist Alan Parsons, not the project guy. She fought for the 8-hour workday and labor rights until she was near 90. And as for toxins, I always think about my water traveling from the house out to the Rogue, then to the Pacific. I clean with Simple Dawn as much as I can. That from Mike in Medford. Here's Brad in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, thank you. I like the comment about it's nice to be able to go to the store and trust that the packaging and the product and everything is safe. The government has approved it and everything. But we know that the government is largely influenced by the people that are making this stuff, and then they sneak out. So it would be nice if we could just rely on approved products as being non-toxic and non-environmentally harmful. I would really like the FDA and the EPA to occupy that role.
Okay.
So that's one thing. Now, on the $20 bill, I would like to see Eleanor Roosevelt brought into this discussion. Her concept of universal human rights, or her work, as First Lady, was magnificent. And so I really admire her. I have some other women in mind, but it would just be controversial.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for that, Brad. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Did Eleanor Roosevelt show up in the survey?
She did, Jeff. We got a vote from Susan in Harbor, who is a diligent survey taker every week, I think. Susan voted for Eleanor Roosevelt. She didn't elaborate a whole lot. Let's see here. It may have been one other for her, but that's certainly an interesting choice and a beloved character of the 20th century. So I love that Brad talking about, wouldn't it be nice to trust the packaging, and Mike imagining the water flowing from his house out to the ocean. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, imagine where it goes. I mean, they have the fish stamp on a lot of storm drains now that says don't dump waste in here. This goes to the stream. Let's go to Alexa in, I can't make out the name of the town. Alexa, where are you calling from?
I'm in Trinidad.
Trinidad, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to suggest Shirley Chisholm for the $20 bill.
Okay.
Partially because she's a minority and also because she was politically active. And I remember in the 70s we were all excited that she might be the woman president, but that didn't really work out. And then when we had to get rid of a troublesome wasp nest, I found mint wasp spray, which is maybe not as safe as the other one for the person, but much safer for the wasps, and they did eventually leave. It's an organic wasp spray, and the active ingredient is mint.
All right, so mint for the wasps, and Shirley Chisholm for the money. Shirley Chisholm, a member of Congress from Brooklyn. Thanks for that, Alexa. Good to hear from you. Bonnie in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Did you say Bonnie?
I did.
Hello. Thank you. Just quickly on antibacterial soaps, it's very difficult to find plain soap anymore. I'm just recommending that everybody read the labels of every soap that they buy. Plain soap will work, and the antibacterial ingredients, triclosans, have been banned in Europe, and we're still using them, and they do get into the water, and they're you can't get rid of them. So read labels.
What do you mean by plain soap?
It could be, you know, in any bar of soap that doesn't have the antibacterial things added.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, read for the antibacterials, because it's also increasing our resistance to antibiotics and the ineffectualness of antibiotics. And we need to have a few bacteria in our lives to stay healthy. We need some bacteria. We shouldn't be killing all the bacteria.
All right. Thanks for that, Bonnie. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kate in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
The stuff that people buy, this moss remover for their roofs, is very, very toxic to catties and dogs if they happen to drink the water that runs off, kills them. I understand that a little bit of borax or just a little bit of detergent, if you're really worried about the moss, will do the trick without killing the animals. The other thing is, I suggest Rosa Parks. What a brave woman she.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't had her name come up before.
Truly, thanks for that, Kate. Very much appreciate that. Rosa Parks and chemicals, avoid the moss chemicals on the roof. Pam writes an enthusiastic yes to Wilma Mankiller or Chief Joseph or Sitting Bull or Black Kettle. Andrew Jackson is guilty of being one of the leaders of the devastating North American genocide. It was referred to earlier, but not said explicitly. Andrew Jackson, as president, supervised the Trail of Tears that sent the Cherokee from the southeastern states off to the Oklahoma Territory, which, if you look at old enough maps, it still says Indian Territory on there.
Yep. A rich and bloody history all around Andrew Jackson. I think, is taking him off a form of historical revisionism, or is it just time to move on? Interesting questions all around here, both from our survey respondents and for the U.S. Department of Treasury. I'm anxious to see if that announcement actually does come out this week, Jeff.
We will see. We have another offer from AJ and Eugene for Abigail Adams for the $20 bill. So another first lady, but also with work that went far beyond what is traditionally seen as the purview of first ladies.
Yep, and a few more we didn't get to. Betsy Ross, Andrew and Ashlyn suggested her. Sojourner Truth, meant to discuss her more. Sojourner Truth got a couple of votes on our survey. Of course, a famous advocate for women's rights and for people of color.
All right, so that'll do it for Vince Day. Thanks for listening to this hour. I'm Jeffrey Riley.
And I'm Emily Curitan.
And thanks for listening to this hour of the Exchange. Hour number two, we'll talk about creative schools coming up.